Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Art Diamond is here. Art's become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a professor of economics at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, the author of Openness to Creative Destruction, Sustaining Innovative Dynamism, and he's got a very important topic he's got on his mind, and I'm looking forward to talking about it. Art Diamond, welcome back.
It's great to be with you again, Jim.
It's Arthur M. Diamond Jr., by the way, is the name on the book. Art, back in the spring, I started, and actually into the winter, I started reporting on this COVID-19 coronavirus before we even really knew the difference between coronavirus and COVID-19. In the 1st of February, I did my first interviews the 1st of February. And in those days, you know, it was just, we didn't really know that maybe one or two people had died in America. And then over the next few weeks, we found out that this was going to turn into a pandemic and people were dying and the economy shut down, and we were hoping that we could turn the corner on this thing. Flatten the curve is what we used back in those days, and we did a whole lot of things, some unprecedented things to do that, and we've had some success, but it seems like we've had, the success is waning a little bit. We've had a resurgence. What do you think?
Well, we've had a resurgence in terms of the number of cases of testing positive. We haven't had as much a resurgence on some things that matter more, which would be the hospitalizations and the number of deaths. They had an article in the New York Times today. I just was flipping through the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and there was an article in the New York Times that says since June 1st, there are 20 states that have had increasing deaths, but that leaves 30 states that have had decreasing deaths. So you can find reasons for pessimism for sure, but you can also find reasons for optimism. And I think what we have to hunker down for the next couple of weeks and hope for the best. But I don't think it's as dire necessarily as the worst predictions are saying.
Well, the thing that I've been a serious believer and / skeptic of this all along. I've been trying to make sure that I didn't get hysterical like some people have. For example, I'd rejected the death, the mortality rate back in April when they were trying to do math with numbers when they didn't have all the numbers. You can't do percentages if you don't have all the numbers in. We did not know how many people had the disease. So you can't do that math with the deaths and come up with a mortality rate if you don't have the other number. And so now we have better numbers. And as you pointed out, the resurgence has happened in terms of cases, but there are two issues, well, actually three issues, I think, that I've been hearing about. Number one is how many more people are really getting it. Is it also because of how many people are being tested, which is way more than was before? That's driving numbers. And there's also some evidence of bad reporting, right? I mean, some of these, I'm not trying to say it's all like that, but there's also some politics in some of this reporting, isn't there?
Well, that's right. And they emphasized a lot of what's happening in the mainstream media in the states that they live in and that they care most about, places like New York and California. And those are some of the states where things have been worse. Here in Nebraska, we haven't been affected as much. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people's perspective on this is influenced by politics, but also sometimes it's influenced by what's happened in the geography of where they're actually at. But the main thing that I'm arguing is that there's a wide range of possible outcomes. We'll look back and we'll know, but we don't know everything now. But there are some modest things, relatively modest things we can do now that whatever the situation will make it better. And so maybe we ought to take those steps. And that's when I advocate that people mm-hmm. wear masks. That's part of what I'm arguing. I don't have certainty on any of this, but I do think there's good arguments and good evidence that masks help at least a little bit. So heck, why not do it?
Well, yeah, I hear you, and I've been a little bit of a recalcitrant mask wearer, but I stay away from people too. I mean, of course, for me, sure. Art, it's not a problem. People have been social distancing from me my whole life. So it really, hasn't been that much of a problem. But I do believe that this COVID-19 disease is alive and well in America still, and because we have got more cases. And I am hearing about people who are really getting sick. They're not just testing positive. They're really getting sick. But I'm not hearing about more healthy people dying. As you say, that number, so maybe this is part of the herd immunity process. But Art, you're an economist. This is still hurting. I'm a small business owner. I'm advocating for the Main Street out here. This is still hurting us like crazy. We don't just need to solve the disease, we need to solve the impact of the disease.
That's right. And I think that that masks would hugely help that. It would help in terms of the substance of what's going on, but also the perception people have.
Yeah.
People go into a store. If I go into a store and I see all the clerks wearing masks, I feel safer in that store, and I'm more likely to go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I may emphasize that more than some because I'm in some of the risk groups. I'm
right.
I'm older, and I'm a male. And also, you know, even if you're not as worried about the deaths, and that's what I was saying before, I'm going to now say on the other hand, like economists do, even people who are surviving sometimes survive, and they're not 100% for a while. They're still investigating effects that this thing has on the lungs, the brain, the heart. And so it's something you want to stay away from, and there's increasing evidence. And this is one of the things where we were misled by the World Health Organization, and to some extent by the CDC. Early on, they were telling us masks don't matter. Don't
right.
buy masks for ordinary people. And they were saying that they were de-emphasizing airborne transmission. Well, there was a lot of evidence, even starting the end of January, that airborne transmission, and especially symptomless transmission, that's the scary thing.
Right.
You can tell people, if you have symptoms, stay home. And if they listen to you, you say, okay, covered, nobody needs to wear a mask. The problem is their estimates now are that somewhere in the neighborhood of 40% of the transmission of this thing from people who don't have symptoms.
Who didn't even
or
know.
Or had symptoms so mild they don't attribute it.
Right,
yeah,
right. They just felt like they were having a bad day. We're gonna take a quick break, folks, and when we come back, I'm gonna get Art's thoughts on do we really need to wait on a cure, on a vaccine for this? I mean, these things take a long time. What if the first one doesn't work? We've got to get our economy going again. I'm still going to be an advocate for that. As long as I draw breath. 20 after. Right back with Art Diamond. His book is called Openness to Creative Destruction.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.